Hey, podcast listeners, still standing on the sidelines when you could be getting paid to play? Well, all your favorite NBA and college basketball teams are in action, and there's no better time to make sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI is one of the most reliable and profitable online sports books. Bet on the NBA, college basketball, MLB, UFC, NHL, and much more. It's your all-access pass for everything. And not only are there super quick payouts and bonuses, but BetDSI's live feature allows me to watch my team before I even bet. They even match any deposit you make up to $1,000. So play big, win big, and get paid anytime. Plus, when you sign up for BetDSI.com using our code, you'll get an extra 25%. That's 125% bonus. So join the winning team by signing on at BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN101. You'll more than double your bet. So don't leave money on the table. Visit BetDSI.com and use code WIN101. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN101, BETDSI.com, code WIN101.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Very surprising to a lot of people who followed this case, because it sounds like the union would have liked to see the grievance played out. You know, the idea would be if they had played out the grievance and gone to trial, there would have been discovery. There would have been NFL owners whose testimony would have become public. They would have been able to dig into internal communications. It's safe to assume the NFL didn't want any of that to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that this settlement is a result of a large financial payment to the aggrieved parties. So we don't know the details of it. Hopefully we can find it out. But confidentiality agreement means it's going to be tricky.
Yeah, so some kind of big news today in the sports world and a lot of other fun stuff. Let's do this. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Boy, this isn't the best start
that
we could have hoped for on a Friday.
Aaron.
You've been doing so well this week.
God, I had high hopes,
dude,
man.
Dude, I was so fired up when I sat down. It's like, man, we've had a really strong week. We're going to finish like champs. We're going to come in here dealing like Osuna in the ninth, and then that's what we get. Oh, well.
I blame Nick. He got me psyched out. He looked at me and goes, oh, look, you're calm. I think you got this. This is the first time I felt good about you running the show this week.
Oh, he just jinxed you. Well, it would help if those guys were getting done on time.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I sat outside. I almost banged on the door.
I mean,
it's like, yeah, they're cutting into our time here.
Yeah, we should be starting at 4.
Not 4:03. Well, it was really 4:02. It took a minute to overcome your mistakes there. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Back to being Voldemort for a little bit here. We've got to punish him. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At A.J. is the real. At Aaron is blitzed. And at Degenerates 975, you can also text the show at 713-780-3776. It's a Friday. Let's try to overcome all of this and have a great day and a great show.
Yeah.
Get people home in one piece so that they can enjoy their weekends.
Dude, it is Friday.
I'm stoked.
That's the best.
I actually have nothing to do this weekend for the first time in forever. No work, no book signings, no nothing. So
what a life.
Yeah, and I've been really good about not drinking since last week. I'm gonna violate that.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to have a fun weekend.
You got something lined up?
No, I'm just going to stay home and watch TV, play with the dogs, and drink. That's okay. My plan for the weekend.
Okay.
So.
You know, Lamont says, good Lord, man, this may be the sportsiest week in the history of the Blitz. It's up there. It's definitely, I would say it's definitely the sportsiest non-football season.
Yeah, definitely.
Week we've had in a long time.
Yeah, because, and really, every day I went in thinking, oh, we don't have to be sportsy.
We'll get after it today. We'll get into the muck.
And then
the muck's avoiding us.
Yeah. Muck that.
Muck it.
I mean, hey, speaking of mucking, did you go play at the Prime today with the guys?
No, because
Oh, you're a busy now.
Well, yeah. What am I going to do? Show up late for my own show and like,
well,
tell everybody else they've got to be on time? Doesn't really work.
Your life has changed. This is a. I don't know. I don't know if this is as much fun as it used to be, where you get that panicked look on your face. It's like, oh God, I'm not going to be on air until 5:30 today.
Yep.
Because I'm in a bubble.
Those were the good old. Thanks, Fred. Those were the good old days.
713-780-3776. So your guy Colin Kaepernick has won his lawsuit. Well, he won his lawsuit.
He settled.
It sounds like they won.
He probably got something. I wish we knew the details and make it more fun to talk about, but I guess I understand that's not the way the system works.
Well, the bottom line is apparently they did this so that none of the stuff would come out in the text messages and the emails, and that's all going to be covered up. And if it goes up, comes out, then he doesn't get his money. I've heard a lot of different numbers. Somebody I trust said, don't be shocked if you got $80
million. Whoa.
Yeah. Basically, just shut up.
I
really wish I had some of those text messages. You know what? I would take 10% of that to shut up.
Let me tell you. If I was the NFL and you were like, hey, if you got $80 million, you better give me $80 million or I'm going to release these text messages, I would say, okay, bro. Cool, hook them. That's what I would say. Okay, cool, hook them. That $80 million, child, please.
And I don't know if that's
no
true. What? I've heard everything from 40 to 80, but somebody I do trust told me 80.
Man,
so 713-780-3776 is your number. But yeah, the whole thing is so that the NFL doesn't have to reveal any of their crap. Which
right,
you know. Okay, good for them.
Yep.
Congratulations. But I still don't think it means he's ever going to play again.
I'm with you. I wouldn't expect it now, especially. That had to be part of the deal, is like you're not to have any association with the NFL going forward. Right?
Probably.
Because it'd be weird if they gave him $80 million and then he was like, oh, well, now I'm going to sign a veteran's minimum contract. Does this mean he can play with the AAF?
Well,
whatever it is,
you saw and there's people disputing the report that he turned down $20 million, that he's asked for $20 million to play in that league.
I thought the deal with that league was everybody makes the same amount of money.
It is, but that's too much like communism. We can't have that.
Yeah, it's socialism.
Yeah, yeah. That's a Bernie Sanders league, is what that is.
Yeah,
everybody makes the same thing.
We don't want that.
So, man, spent a lot of time this week in. Almost everybody who listens checks out Sports Map every day.
Yeah.
But check out sportsmap.com. We spent, it's funny, we had a record month last month, and all we could think about is, okay, this isn't good enough. How do we make the site better?
Right.
How do we increase traffic significantly? So we had a couple of meetings this week, and there's a bunch of stuff we're going to do differently.
Okay.
And I think that people are going to like it. But it's going to be, we're going to roll it out over the next few months.
Okay.
And some of the cool stuff we used to do on my old site, I think we're going to bring back at some point. So stay tuned. Sports Map's only going to get better.
Any chance? What are the odds that there's nudity on the new site?
No, there will not be nudity. Mm. No, the site's going to stay the same. We're just going to slowly roll some things in.
You want to start bringing in the eyeballs? That's one way to do it.
Well, I'd like it to be PG-13.
Okay.
It's kind of like the show. We can't do nudity on the show, per se. No. We can talk about it.
Yeah.
Just like we could talk about it on Sports Map, but we can't actually drop nudity.
I used to do nudity on my show in Austin, and then I got fired.
Ah.
So, I mean, kind of slowed down but the wasn't nudity that, on the radio.
But wasn't that because you got bought by a religious company?
Yes. That is what happened.
Remember the big rumor?
We got bought by a group of Mormon bankers, and they came in and heard my show, and like literally the next week I was fired. And we were the number one show. They didn't care.
Didn't matter.
Nope. They were like, nope. Sorry, I was like, man, you guys are crazy. We're killing it. I got hired the next day by the competing station.
Still.
But.
Yeah, the Book of Mormon says no nudity.
No.
You can't have that.
They were not having that.
Remember the rumor before David Gal bought us was that a religious station was going to buy us.
I know.
And I was just thinking how our show was going to play on the religious station and how much we would have to change.
Amen.
Donis Requiem.
We'd be speaking Latin right now.
Yeah. Oh, nothing to see here with all these scandals in the church. I think it's important to remember there's good people on both sides.
Good people on both sides.
Oh, yeah, I was just that would have been the end of my radio career for sure. But it all worked out. Although it was half right because we had two stations that were for sale at the time, and the religious people did buy the other station.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was close.
We dodged a bullet on that one.
Missed it by that much.
Wait, is their signal better than ours?
I don't think so, no.
Okay, then yeah, we won.
Yeah, I hope so. I know. We wound up in a good place. I have no complaints. Oh, D wants to know odds TMZ gets how much Cap got paid. I bet you TMZ gets not just that, but all the details of the confidentiality thing. Here's a bold prediction. And then the NFL won't pay him because they'll blame him for leaking it.
Okay.
Leaking it, or his lawyers or his people.
I mean, that could happen. That's why I assume TMZ won't get it because they're going to want to be really, really, really careful. But here's my question. Did Eric Reed get the same amount of money that Colin Kaepernick did?
What I understand.
Because Eric Reed is going to keep playing in the NFL.
Basically, I think he got the same settlement minus what he's making from the Panthers is what I was told. I don't know if that's true or not. Again, I don't like just speculating, but I was told that by somebody who is pretty close to the NFL.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's true or not. I mean, it could be that they just got $20 million. It could be a lot of things, but that's what, and you know, I've read a lot of different stuff from people who should know and none of them do. So,
yeah.
So I mean, it is. I mean, I'm not trying to act like I know anything. I'm just purely speculating based on something that I heard from somebody who'd heard it from somebody else who kind of would be close to it. So that's all. But, I mean, it would make sense that, okay, yeah, you get this much, but you're also getting paid. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I wish we knew all the details because it really is hard to sit here and have a strong opinion on it unless you know what the hell's going on. Especially on a, Daniel says 24/7 reporting between 60 and 80. Yeah. I mean, that's again, there's a lot of numbers out there. That's just the one I heard. Doesn't mean it's right.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah. I'm not trying to pretend to be,
you know what, Fred?
Adam Schefter here.
It's none of our business.
Yeah, it really isn't.
You know, well, let them get what they're going to get. Get your money, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Hey, guys, you know what? You know what you should do this weekend? You should get rid of that ratty asshole mattress you have.
Mattress is nice.
You've got a nice mattress because where is yours from?
Texas Mattress Makers.
Yeah. Both of mine are from Texas Mattress Makers. And guess what? I love them both. When the wife kicks me out of the bedroom and I have to go downstairs to the guest room, I sleep just as well because I've got a mattress in both of them from Texas Mattress Makers. And you want comfort? You want great pricing? Check out their collection of pocketed coil mattresses, including the Amsterdam. That one's used by professional athletes like the Sabercats. You can sleep like a Sabercat. I have the Athens. I have the London. At Texas Mattress Makers, you get more comfort. You get more support. Guess what? You walk in, you're going to save 50% right off the bat over off of what you would pay if you went to a retail store because they make the mattresses right there. They sell them directly to you. And I've seen the whole process, man. Yuval and his guys, they know exactly what they're doing when they make these mattresses. And the quality, the care that goes into them, you're going to sleep better. They're going to put you on one that's perfect for you. And you know what? You're going to thank them. You're going to thank me for telling you about them. Go visit them today. How about the new one? 5026 East 3rd Street in Katy or 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. That's the original. And say hello to Yuval and the gang. They will take care of the blitzers. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price guaranteed.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. And somebody says if we'd gone religious would we have been the blessed instead of the blitz?
Maybe so.
That would have been a good name for it. Yeah.
Zing.
The Lord loves you. And now we're going to play some Christian rock. let's take a phone call. Paul, you're on the blitz. Go.
Hey.
Hey.
What's going on?
Sports, man. What's going on with you?
I hear you.
All right.
Hey, listen here. I'm trying to figure out something. Well, I don't have to figure it out, but I love Tony Romo and Jason Witten, but broadcasters, Tony Romo's clearly the best. Jason Witten ain't worth a crap.
Agreed.
Yep. So, does he need to come back and start playing with Dallas again? What's the deal?
No, he needs to. They're going to keep him around anyway, even if he sucks. He's going to be their Monday night guy. He sucks, but no, I don't think he's going to come back and play, despite the fact that he sucks.
Yeah.
I just think Monday Night Football is probably thinking, man, we should have just hired Tony Romo 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. I think the reality is they're going to give it another year and hope he gets better. I don't really see it. I mean, he's got to be better, right? He can't be as bad as he was last year. And you know this, being a broadcaster, sometimes it takes time to develop. And when you're coming and look.
I'll be honest, though. Joe Tessitore doesn't do him any favors.
No,
Booger McFarland doesn't do him any favors. Yeah, I mean, it's just a bad team.
Yeah, the whole thing is just a bad mix. But, you know, it is hard for players. And I think Romo makes it. You know, Romo's an exception. I mean, that guy came in and just killed it from the beginning and has been great since day one.
Yeah.
And how many guys are like that? How many guys can you remember? Man, that guy was really good his first time doing it. Not many. So I think, and because they played on the same team and because they tried to kind of do the same thing, I think people are looking at it and go, oh, wow, Witten sucks and Romo's great. Well, Romo's already the best color commentator in football.
Yeah.
Period. He's what Chris Collinsworth wishes he could be. That's what he is.
Yeah.
And I think that, Witten's not that. Witten's just not very good. Can he get better? Yeah. But I still will stick with this. I think coaches make the best commentators as opposed to players. But
But Romo kind of is changing that narrative. I mean,
well, I don't know if he's changing that narrative. He just happens
might
to be
the exception to the
rule. He's really good at it. Most former players. You know, they're more miss than hit. And I think because you've got him and he's
What do you think about Aikman?
I think Aikman's very average.
I think he's average-ish too.
Yeah.
But
average.
I mean, yeah.
All right, now on the blessed, we're going to play Stripers to Hell with the Devil. Let's do this. God, that would be so miserable.
I don't think that. Do you think they would have played Jesus music or would it have been Jesus talk?
Let's go to line two. Jesus is on the line. Let's speak with him.
No, Fred, that's blaspheme.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's Joel Osteen, who has a line directly to Jesus. Mm-mm. We're going to go to him.
Mm-mm.
Have a blessed day. Let's try it, Daniel. What's up, Daniel?
Hello?
Hey, sports, man.
Hey, sports, guys. How y'all doing?
We're doing all right.
Hey, I had a question regarding the Texans. I heard something about maybe doing a deal with the Steelers as far as maybe sending them Will Fuller and a pick or two for Antonio Brown. What do you think are the odds of us doing a deal where
zero.
Maybe we trade for Antonio?
Yeah, zero.
We trade for Antonio.
That's 0%.
0%.
Yeah. You know where that came from? That was me speculating yesterday. Hey, would you trade Will Fuller for Antonio Brown on the air? Then that's how it becomes a rumor. There's no chance.
0.0.
Yeah. So, sorry. Not gonna happen.
I hate to burst that bubble so quickly.
But from what I'm told, most of the people over there don't know where this Le'Veon Bell stuff is coming from either. So
shocker. It's coming from the Texans have a lot of cap room.
Yeah.
So people are like, oh, well, we should be able to get every free agent. Like, then you got to remember every free agent needs to want to sign with you too.
Yeah. They have to start with, okay, what do you do with Jadeveon Clowney? I assume you franchise him and keep him one more year and make him prove it, right?
Yeah.
Then which safety?
That almost seems like a lock at this point.
Yeah. I think if I were a betting man, then I would make that like -800 that's going to happen. And then you have to decide, okay, am I bringing back Kareem Jackson and Tyrann Mathieu or one of them?
No, on both. Maybe on one.
I think you bring back one of them. I'd like to see him bring back Matthew. I still think, but I mean, it depends.
But I don't think you can get Matthew on the cheap at this point. I don't know if you can cream on the cheap.
No, I don't think you're going to get him for the $8 million you got him for last year. But if he got him for 12, that's still not.
But I'm saying he's not going to sign like a one-year deal. You're going to have to commit.
No, but you know how it is.
Commit to the guy.
You sign a 2 or 3 year deal or even a 4 year deal that on the back end in 2 years, if he's not performing, you can do what the Cardinals did and cut him. So I think that's sort of your first priorities. So apparently there's a Joel Osteen account. but, you know, I think those are your first priorities. And then, you know, I think they'll try to upgrade cornerback. There should be some good ones out there in free agency. That's going to cost you a little. But, yeah, they have a lot of cap room. But and if just keeping Clowney and, let's say, Matthew.
Okay.
That's probably going to cost you an average of about $7 million more a year, $8 million more a year than what you paid for him last year. So you've already you can give them a raise without cutting in to your big cap space. And I was seeing a thing, and this drives me nuts sometimes, where I'm trying to find it because I had it on my show prep for something to talk about, where I had players likely to be traded in the next month. And, yeah, I found it. Okay. So one of them was Joe Flacco, who's already been traded. But down at the bottom, they get to Jadeveon Clowney. And here's what they have to say. The issue here is the NFL salary cap. Houston already has fellow pass rusher J.J. Watt playing under a 6-year, $100 million contract. It also has to think about the long-term cap ramifications that will come with extending both Deshaun Watson and DeAndre Hopkins. Okay, what's the problem with that statement?
I don't know.
Hopkins already got a deal. He's already been extended.
It's true.
Yeah, he's under contract through like 2022 at what is turning out to be a very reasonable rate, too, for a wide receiver. So, you know, yeah, it's a $100 million contract for J.J. Watt, but it's not in 1 year, and it gets less and less punitive as you go forward. It's just lazy writing. It's not actually looking up and saying, okay, well, yeah, they can easily re-sign him. His cap hit was around 15 last year. So what if you pay him 18 or 19, he's getting a nice raise, but it's not cutting into your that much. I mean, I don't think it's that big a deal to re-sign those guys. And I think you have to go out and try to find a corner. There'll be plenty of good ones in free agency. And then the best tackle you can find, which may not be great. But, you know, then you can start worrying about, hey, how do we upgrade at running back?
Right.
2A1 brings up a good point. Romo may be the best, but the bar is low. It is.
But he is really good.
He is. I don't want to turn into, well, everybody else sucks, so he just looks. No, the guy's really good. If you could put Romo and Tirico together, that would be gold. That would be like the best pairing, in my opinion. Because I think Tirico's the best at what he does. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780 ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. There's this thing been making the rounds about in PJ tweeted it at us that the winner of the AAF plays the winner of the XFL. The winner of that game plays the worst NFL team, and if they lose, they get demoted. I would love to see relegation. That's the best thing about soccer, is your bottom teams have to go down a league, and then there's motivation to not suck. And then plus it makes the standings kind of interesting, because it's not just the top, it's the bottom. It's the teams trying to avoid relegation.
Right.
So I love the idea, if you had a really good developmental league where, like, instead of getting the first round pick, the bottom three teams get sent down.
I mean, that'd be great, but
it'll never happen.
All these owners pay the same franchise fees and stuff like there's no way.
And then you're going to wind up with some market like Orlando instead of let's say
just take it think about it like this. Let's say okay, how much fluid money do you think the San Antonio team has right now?
I'm going to say about $47.
Okay, let's say who was the worst team this year?
You would benefit though if you were that team from being because you'd get the NFL contracts for broadcasting. So you'd suddenly have a ton of operating money. And to me, it would motivate teams, but it'll never happen.
But you would
it's
also
fun to
be,
speculate, but it'll never happen.
It's such a massive competitive disadvantage bringing that roster to play. We talk about it all the time with college football and college basketball.
Yeah.
You can win a game in the non-conference. If you're from a smaller conference and you've got B-level talent, you can win a game against a team with A-level talent. But if you're that team and you suddenly get thrown into the SEC and you've got to play right. 9 or 10 of those games, you just can't hold up.
The reality is it would take – you're looking at 10 years down the road of building up the talent level among the top teams there where they could be competitive.
Yeah.
So, I mean, conceptually, I love the idea. Realistically, it's not a chance in hell. Man, I saw a story the other day, too, that I had on the list to talk about. We never got to it, but – it was basically said it was about the quote popular AAF. Okay. This league's already popular after 1 week.
Dude, that's the thing. Let's see what the ratings are this week compared to let's look at last week's ratings on Monday and compare them to the week before or this week. And I guarantee you there's a massive drop off. It was new. Remember the XFL? Their first week was crazy.
Yeah, they did 10.1, I think, in their first game. The reality is...
And then they quit after they guaranteed they were doing at least 2 years. Yeah. They quit after one.
Yeah. They said, you know what? Not for us.
Yeah.
Losing money. The reality with this, though, is it's got to deliver with the product. And I may watch some this weekend, give it one more chance. That garbage they trotted out that I watched last week was not worth my time.
Yeah.
And, time is probably the most valuable asset I have, especially the older I get, because I have less of it. I ain't wasting it on something like that. I'm not going to watch another Memphis Birmingham Christian Hackenberg disaster. So I might
Which team does Hackenberg play for?
Memphis. Oh. Yeah, I think Memphis. I don't know. But it was brutal to watch. I think Trent Richardson was on Birmingham. And that's what we're looking at.
Yeah.
So, I mean, long term, are you really going to tune in to see that stuff?
No, I'm sure not.
And is the average person. And I know people, they're pushed.
I didn't tune in the first week. I guess I was in the minority, but I didn't turn in.
Well, like I said, I didn't until Sunday afternoon, and it was only because the UH game was over and the hockey game hadn't started yet, and I wanted something to watch.
Yeah.
So I flipped over, and I gave it a shot. And to me, it's not fair to judge the entire league based on a quarter and a half of Memphis and Birmingham.
Right.
And Christian Hackenberg. But it was enough for me to look at that and go, there's no way in hell this is going to be interesting. Now, I should probably watch the Spurrier team because, he'll be out there having fun. But, I'll watch it, but I'm very skeptical. And I just think trying to pass this off as popular and people trying to tell us, oh, yeah, we got this is a fun league.
Well, if it's fun, I won't know about it because I'm not watching this weekend either. I just don't have interest in it. I don't have interest in low-level football.
Well, and that's the thing. You've got to deliver something that's entertaining. And, I mean, these people are out doing power rankings already.
And now,
and here's your scores. You tell me which of these games you would have wanted to watch, all right? Orlando 40, Atlanta 6.
That doesn't sound close.
The one I watch, Birmingham 26, Memphis 0. They need to be relegated.
To where?
San Antonio 15, San Diego 6.
Okay.
Here's the only
close one.
Here's the only one that might have been interesting. Arizona 38, Salt Lake 22.
So no dogs covered, right?
No, the dogs covered. That's all you care about.
That's all I care
about. I thought about betting on San Diego, and then I'm like, I'm not betting on this. I'm a degenerate, but give me a break. But what about any of those? Just looking at the scores, what about any of those sounded interesting?
Nothing.
Oh, there was a big hit where a guy's helmet got knocked off.
Yeah, I heard about that one, too. I didn't even see the stupid big hit.
What if they left the players mic'd up? Like, Hackenberg was mic'd up, and they just let it go uncensored.
Do you care what Christian Hackenberg says?
Follow me with this. They left him uncensored, so every time he throws an interception, you keep the coach mic'd up, too. So you listen to the coach just ripping him a new one after every interception, which is going to happen four times a game.
But isn't it on CBS? They can't have that language on
TV. No, some of them are on NFL Network.
Yeah, I think the one I was watching was on CBS Sports Network.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not on actual local channels.
Oh, okay.
So they could get away with it.
God, I don't know. Maybe it's weird that I care so little.
No, it's not weird because, honestly, when I go through and there's a lot of websites I go to pull stories from, and every single one of them is pushing this thing on us like it's a success. I mean, calling it a popular league after 1 week.
Right.
2.1. Rating? That's popular. I'm just asking. And I know people are starved for football, but to try to push this off like it, means something.
It doesn't.
And to try to call it a success after 1 week. I mean, I'm telling you, those. And to be fair, there were some NFL games that were 15-6 this year that were probably not fun to watch either. But I was betting on those, so yeah. I don't really care. And I was probably betting unders. Well, let's be honest, that Super Bowl wasn't exactly a barn burner.
Nope.
But
that was tough to watch.
I'd still rather watch good players suck than bad players play at the level that they're used to playing.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Robert asks, these are still teams made up of the better college players. Is the quality that much different from college football?
It's not, but here's the difference. Like college football, you have some built-in attachment. Like there's the pageantry of it. There's the history of it. I mean, I don't like watching college football more than I like watching the NFL because it is a slower game. And it's not as quality. The quality of play isn't as high. But I understand the appeal of college football because people went to these schools. They've got a built-in audience. There's no built-in audience for the San Antonio Commanders.
I thought it was Commandos. I don't know.
Is it really?
I don't know.
No, it's Commanders.
Oh, okay. I was right. Yeah, come on, Fred. I'm a professional. How dare you?
No, but the difference is college football is you have guys who you know are going to wind up in the NFL at some point.
That's the other appeal of it.
And you're watching them because, hey, I want to see where this guy. Yeah, that's why Lance Zierlein is such a big deal at NFL Network is because he spends all his time watching these guys and where they're going to go in the draft.
Yeah.
And I, while a slower game, college football is a much more creative offensive game than the NFL. You have to be to balance things. Like to have any chance against Alabama, you've got to have some kind of offense that is going to be able to match strides with them. And nobody can, except for Clemson now. But the reality is that's why Texas Tech could win games under Mike Leach.
Right.
That's why Kyler Murray puts up ridiculous numbers, is because the offenses are more creative. Brother Bear wants to know, which will last longer, AAF or XFL? I kind of get the feeling XFL. I trust.
XFL's in trouble, in my opinion. You know why?
Starting a year behind these
guys. They're starting late. And when you get the head start, it's tough to catch up. It's tough to play catch up, man.
Yeah.
They're building in this audience. And by the way, we're talking about, okay, what's the who's the best quarterbacks playing in this league right now? I mean, you said Christian Hackenberg. I mean,
well, he's probably the worst one.
Okay, so. but what quarterbacks are who are they going to get?
See, I'd like to see one of these leagues take some of these guys that were too small for the NFL but were great college quarterbacks. I'd like to see that. I'd like to see Greg Ward playing quarterback instead of receiver. How's that?
I mean, that'd be fine. I think the reality of the situation is, though, because this new league has some, even though it's a vague attachment to the NFL, that gives them an advantage. And the early start gives them an advantage.
But you know what? Here's the one advantage I'm going to give the XFL.
Okay.
Because you're going to have been watching this garbage football for a year. Then they can come in and say, oh, we're going to do this differently because here's how we're going to do it. Ours is going to be entertaining.
Okay.
That's their one advantage.
I just don't know how they're going to get better players.
I think they're going to get the same kind of players. The question is, do you get coaches who will put in offenses that will be fun to watch?
Yeah.
What kind of players are you going to have? The reality is this, and again, I'm going on one game, but it looked like the CFL in slow motion to me. And like they don't even have the quality of players that they have in the Canadian Football League.
Well, I think the CFL's in trouble, too.
I think from a talent perspective, yeah. Now, the one thing...
Because people, I mean, people will take less money to play in the United States. A lot of these football players will.
Yeah, but the really good ones, like a good quarterback in Canada is going to make $700,000. You ain't making that in the AAF no. or the XFL.
Nope.
So you're not going to get the Bo Levi Mitchells to leave the CFL for that. But, I mean, that they actually, the pay scales for average players is about the same up there. But the good players make good money. So, especially quarterbacks, they pay.
Yeah.
And I think that, so, but what I think is going to hurt them is they're going to lose some of these, you know, some of the guys who are, I would say not your top talent, but like your second tier guys, you'll probably lose a few of those. And I know they're worried about it up there, but they've also, and I'll give them some credit. Part of their league is you have to have a certain amount of Canadian players on the field at all times. And they've been developing a lot of Canadian talent over the last few years. So this way, I think you'll get more Canadians on the field. Whether it affects, will it affect the product? Probably a little, but I don't think you're going to see the top quarterbacks leaving.
Yeah.
All right, guys. You need to get your poker on this weekend. You know why? You know what our friends at Lions are doing?
They're giving away a lot of money.
About $25,000 guaranteed tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Late registration till 3:10. $160 buy-in.
I wouldn't mind getting some of that.
Well, guess what? How about this? Let's say you miss that one. $15,000 guaranteed on a freeze out Sunday, 2 o'clock, late nice. Registration till 4 o'clock. And you know, the cool thing is tonight, you know, they're giving it away tonight too. So $20,000 guaranteed Friday and Saturday, $5,000 guaranteed on their Pot Limit Omaha. I mean, there's so many good tournaments.
You know what else is guaranteed, Fred?
What's that?
It's a badass room.
Oh, it's a terrific room.
I mean, it's better than most Vegas poker rooms at this point. We talk about how the poker rooms in Vegas are dying. I mean, they've got it going on at Lions. They've figured it out. They know what it's supposed to be like. The TV's all over the place. It's just a classy joint. The food is out of this world. BYOB, save yourself some money. They got security all over the place, inside and out. It's the kind of place that you feel comfortable playing at. Check them out on Facebook for all the tournament information and stuff like that. But go in and see it with your eyeballs. 6134 Richmond Avenue in Houston. That's Lions Poker Palace.
Texas A&M versus South Carolina, college basketball, Saturday morning at 11:30 on ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hey, check out sportsmap.com. Here's a video from Joel Blank on how the Rockets should change their offense during the All-Star break. I think they should change their defense, but Joel knows a lot more than I do. Does a great job with those videos. Please check it out. Astros enter spring training with very few questions to answer from Charlie Polillo. Jerry Bowe's Bookie Busters. You have my Sam Houston Race Park selections for tonight. I also put on there which races I like the best. So if you're going to go out and play tonight, make sure you same thing that's on the tip sheet. All I do is tell you on Sports Map which races I like the best and will be playing. One of them being the first race. So just so you know.
Oh, get out there early.
And Javon, who does our running and fitness, one of our running and fitness people, is taking a boxing class and wrote about that. And how that's good for fitness. So
it is good.
Worth checking out. They do boxing and kickboxing. And that's all on sportsmap.com. Please go and check it out every day. There's always great stuff on there. And I should know because I put it all on there. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And Josh, he helps too. I don't know if you saw this story about Matt Kuchar. The golfer.
No, I did. Yeah.
which apparently it's become, it is kind of a he said, she said, but it's sure a bad look for this dude.
Yeah. That's, I mean, it's weird because he's not his full-time caddy, right?
It's just a one-off.
So he doesn't get the standard 10% that the normal caddy gets, right? Isn't that I don't know enough about golf, but I think it's 10% is like kind of the
10%
standard.
10% for a win. Now, if you don't win, sometimes it's less than that. But if you win, it's kind of a standard 10%.
Okay. So if you're hiring a guy for a one-time job.
Right.
Do you not come to an agreement on a number beforehand?
And that's what Kuchar's saying he did. He basically said, hey, I'm going to pay you $4,000 for the week, no matter what.
Win or lose.
Yeah.
That seems, it doesn't seem unreasonable. Does it seem like it's unreasonable? I don't know the full results of what did he eventually give him? $4,000?
$5,000.
Okay. So he gave him an extra grand because he won, right?
Yeah.
And how much did he win?
$1.296 million.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you giving him?
Me? I'm going to give him 10% because I feel like even if it's a one-off and even if I agree to do this, like, hey, if I win the tournament, I should pay you what I would pay my own guy.
I'll tell you what.
Even half that would have been.
I was going to say, if he pays him 5% and it's over 50 grand, that's a good weekend, right?
It is. And I think he'd be happy with that. I would pay the 10 because I just feel like, dude, I made 1.296.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm okay. And I've already won a bunch of money playing golf in my life.
Yeah, that's true.
You're a caddy, dude. This is life-changing money for you.
It's not for him.
It's tip money for Matt Kuchar. So,
well, no, it's not tip money for Matt Kuchar.
Apparently not. Exactly. So here's what Kuchar had to say about it. So I certainly didn't lose sleep over this. This is something I'm quite happy with. Well, I'm sure you are because you didn't pay him. And I was really happy for him to have a great week and make a good sum of money. Making $5,000 is a great week.
I mean, it's a great week if you're working at the local course over here up in the Woodlands. But is it a great week when you're playing for a PGA or you're caddying for a PGA pro and he wins the tournament? I would say no. That's probably the lowest payout off of a PGA Tour win that a caddy's gotten in a long time.
Probably.
So normally when you have a caddy, I feel like they're your right hand. Like they go out and watch as much film as you do and they know your swing inside out. So maybe if he got this guy to fill in, it was like if you got somebody to fill in my position, would just, hey, you push the button, you shut up. If he said, hey, you hand me a club and shut up. I don't need you reading greens for me. I don't need you to try to fix anything. I just need you to stand there and hold the bag.
Yeah.
Then it might be hey, you weren't as involved as my normal caddy who literally walks me through every single shot and every single breath of the course. I don't know. That's just my
thought. And that's the thing. I think Joe says, don't you end up paying more when you do a job last minute, kind of like a rush job? Should have paid him 10% at least. Yeah, I don't know. And listen, I don't know Matt Kuchar. I know he looks like a goof. He looks like a entitled, spoiled golfer.
Yeah.
I'll just go with that. And this certainly doesn't do anything to change my mind. But, I've always believed if you win, you take care of the people around you. You know, that's the people. And even if he told
them. Well, we know that. There's like the people who win poker tournaments and don't tip the dealer.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's.
That happens.
Or win big hands and don't tip the dealer.
I don't play cash, so but if I did and I won a big pot, what's the point? What's the harm in throwing? If you win a $500 pot, you can't throw $5, $5 chip at the dealer.
See, I'll throw 10 or 15 for that big of a pot.
Yeah.
Sometimes 20, just depends.
Because it's all money that you just won, you know, and granted, there's a chance that you don't, if you lose, and that the dealer's not going to give you any money back if you lose. But, you know, I do play blackjack a lot.
Yeah.
And if I've got a hand where I'm splitting, and like sometimes you split, you double down, and it gets to being like, sometimes you'll have five or six hands in front of you. And if you win, if you sweep them or you come close, like you have a big hand. Dude, I always take one of those winning hands and throw that to the dealer because, you know, it's rare that something like that happens. And if I made $300 on a hand and I throw 50 to the dealer, would I be really disappointed if I'd only won 250 on that hand? I mean, come on. It's you got to understand that that's what these people are doing it for.
Apparently came out today after the backlash and said he's going to give him an additional $45,000 because he got ripped.
I think $50,000 is like a...
That's a minimum for something like that.
That's a fair number. It's fair. I feel like if this guy bitched because he only got $50,000, I wouldn't feel bad for him. You know what I mean? So yeah, he like when he comes out and says I got $5,000 when he won over $1 million, I'm like, that's a bad look. But if you say, okay, the guy gave me $50,000, what a cheapskate, right? I'd be like, right, dude, that's $50,000 for 4 days of work, and it's really not even work. You carried around a bag, because like Aaron said, he's probably not like, hey, what club should I use here? I mean, you don't know this guy, you don't trust him. Like, he's literally there to carry the bag. $50,000 is pretty generous.
You want to hear his comments now?
Sure.
This week, I made comments that were out of touch and insensitive.
Oh, no.
Making a bad situation worse.
Softy.
They made it seem like I was marginalizing David Ortiz and his financial situation, which was not my intention. I read them again and cringed. That is not who I am and not what I want to represent. My entire tour career, I've tried to show respect and positivity. In this situation, I have not lived up to those values or to the expectations I've set for myself. Can I translate that for you?
Yeah.
I'm an insensitive, rich-ass golfer that hated the Twitter backlash because I have sponsors who aren't happy about that, and I might lose some money from my sponsors if I don't make this right. So, sorry, not sorry, but here you go, $50,000. I'll make 10 times that. Yeah, thank you. Is that a fair assessment?
So, I'm just looking at this. What was the name of the tournament that he just won?
The
Mayakoba Golf Classic.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at what the prize payout was. You go ahead and do a read. We'll talk about this on the other side.
Yeah, because somebody says, well, when you take days off, do you expect your substitutes to get your same pay? No, because we're more like the golfers than the caddy. If we take off, then, you know, we're not playing right. The tournament. It's not the same. It's not apples to apples. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Hey, are you going to drink this weekend? Because I'm going to drink this weekend.
Probably.
I'm not going to drink like I did last weekend. There's no question. But I'm going to have some drinks this weekend. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take me some Cheers. And Cheers is... been rebranded. You might remember Thrive Plus. You guys have probably tried it because we give it to you at all the road shows. It's now Cheers. It's designed to reduce the negative effects of alcohol and help all of us who drink feel better the next day. I can't drink without it because the truth is all you have to do is take 3 capsules before you go to bed or when you're done drinking, and you're going to feel so much better the next day. It's like you didn't drink at all in my case. And you don't have to take my word for it. They've got 5 PhDs, including Brooks. He's the Ivy League scientist. You probably saw him on Shark Tank. There's a real nice story about them changing to Cheers on Culture Map that's worth checking out. And these guys are what we call smarts. And Cheers works by giving your liver exactly what it needs to process alcohol. And if you don't feel at least 50% better the next day when you take Cheers, they're going to give you your money back. That's how confident they are. Number one question I get, does it work? Absolutely. If you order by 4 o'clock, you're going to have the product on your doorstep the next day. To order Cheers, go to cheershealth.com. That's cheershealth.com. With Cheers, you're going to start feeling better when you wake up, and your liver's going to thank you. I don't drink without Cheers, and neither should you. Cheershealth.com.
You should see me in a crowd. I'm going to run, there's nothing to hide. Watch me make them bow.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.